The epistle for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now, and not only it, but ourselves also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesareth. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing. But at thy word, I will let down thy net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him, at the draughts of fishes which were taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Please be seated. Thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, in thy blood. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as we notice in this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, the Mass exhorts us to trust and have confidence in Almighty God, even amidst all of the sufferings that we have. You know, one, we see the introit sets the tone for this. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" And then we have St. Paul again encouraging us, showing the necessity of suffering. That he says the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to come. And so he's saying that obviously the things that we will have to suffer in this life pale in comparison to obviously the glory that God has in store for all of us. And that is what we're working toward. But these sufferings that we have to undergo, the difficulties that we struggle with, in some ways, we can ask the question of why do we have to suffer that? But I would say in some ways, yesterday's feast is an answer that is given to us, the feast of the precious blood. Now, we know that our Lord shed his most precious blood at many different times, obviously at the circumcision, then during his passion, then ultimately of giving of his life for us on the cross, his death on the cross. And then we know that he shed his blood in order to redeem mankind, to give us a chance for heaven again. That is why he came into this world, is to allow us that opportunity, that chance to be able to get to heaven. Because the gates of heaven were closed, and they were closed because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And so therefore, a redeemer was promised. And we see in the collect of yesterday's Mass, it illustrates what it means by that, that our Lord's blood that he shed appeased the Father. That is what was necessary for Almighty God to be appeased from our sins. Is that it would take, you know, the man God to offer up some sufferings, drop of his blood even, that would have been sufficient, but yet our Lord gave all of his blood. He shed everything for us to prove his love for us too. And so therefore, then, we must venerate this price of our redemption. And how do we venerate that? I mean, obviously, we show the adoration that we have of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. But I think it's also important for us then to realize of how much that our Lord loved us by shedding all of his blood, and therefore the requirement for us to live a good life, to live a life that is pleasing to God. Because otherwise we see that if we live our life away from God's grace, well then, ultimately, we can say that our Lord shed his blood for that soul in vain, because it'll amount to nothing. But if we in turn see of how much that our Lord loved us and what he did for us, and therefore we strive to try to live our life pleasing to God, well then therefore we accept then these graces that come from God. Instead of that it being in vain that he shed his blood, and that is truly the agony that our Lord suffered. You know, when he was in the garden, he saw the souls that he would be suffering for in vain. He saw those souls that would turn their back on him. He saw those souls that would not accept him as the Messiah. And that is what caused his agony. That is what caused, in that sense, that dropping of blood too. Or where he sweat blood because of those souls that would turn their back on him. And so that's where we refer to the fact of our Lord shedding his blood as a laver of redemption, a laver of salvation to our soul. These drops of blood that come to us, they are meant then therefore to restore us back to the grace of God that he has intended for all of us. And so that's where in this month of the precious blood, it would be good also for us maybe to have the devotion to our Lord's precious blood by saying the litany, or at least looking over what the litany is, what the church encourages us to think about in this month of July. I mean, it's interesting to see how the church has gone from the month of May being the month of Our Lady, then the Sacred Heart is the month of June, now we're in the precious blood, and then we go back to, in August, we go to the Immaculate Heart. So kind of goes from Our Lady to Our Lord, back to Our Lady. But the Church gives us these things for us to meditate upon, these months that are dedicated for this specific purpose. And so that's why I say in this month of July, we think about our Lord shedding his blood and how fitting it is it comes right after the month of June. Now we talked about the Sacred Heart and how the heart extends out to us to show his love for us, his compassion to our souls. And that compassion was ultimately shown in his death on the cross. And so therefore, it's up to us then to try to live that life pleasing to God. To make sure that his blood that is shed for us will not be in vain. St. Thomas in his hymn, the Adorote, a lot of times we have a chance to maybe sing that in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. It sings of the immeasurable power of the Redeemer's blood. And it sings in that hymn of one drop for mankind outpoured. That would have been sufficient is one drop would have been sufficient for it to redeem mankind. But that is why then the immeasurable amount and the power that our Lord's blood shone for us, of how much he suffered for us, how much he gave for us. And how do we return that? Do we return that? You know, do we return that love that we have for our Lord? You know, and that is what is illustrated by our daily actions. I mean, it's easy for us to say, yes, I love our Lord, but if we don't prove it every day, how do we show that then? I mean, how do we not try to show and illustrate to our Lord our love by working and trying to stay in the state of grace? Frequenting the sacraments, going to confession, receiving Holy Communion, preparing for them well. I mean, that is what our Lord is asking from each and every one of us. He asks that from us to live our life pleasing to him. Because otherwise, yes, he shed his blood in vain. That is what our Lord caused in his agony. And very really, we can see of how much our sins cause the suffering of our Lord. But then even more so than from that is if we live our life away from his grace, of how much in vain we are causing his shedding of his blood. And that is why truly our Lord shows to us his love. Do we benefit from the shedding of his blood? And so truly let us try to realize to what extent he loved us, sending his only begotten Son, dying on the cross for us, shedding all of his blood for us. I mean, that is where you see the famous of obviously when the soldier pierces the lance of the side of our Lord. And all the water and blood come extending out. As the illustration of the love of the Sacred Heart. The illustration of his most precious blood and the means of salvation that it is to us. And that is where we say that it washes away our sins. And that is why the fruit of the Mass we can see, because it is a reenactment of Calvary where our Lord died for us. Well, the Mass is that reenactment every day. And that is where you have the graces from that was won on Calvary that are also illustrated at the Mass. And so when we attend Mass, when we have the chance to receive Holy Communion, we receive those graces from Calvary and how it truly washes away our sins. Obviously, we have to be sorry. We have to go to confession for any mortal sins. But it will wash away our sins. And that is what we must take advantage of. Otherwise, yes, it is in vain. And so let us pray for this grace in this time period of July. As I mentioned, you know, pray for the ordinands as they start out on their vocation in this month of the precious blood. Pray for them to be faithful to that vocation, but for all of us to be vocal. Pray for us to be faithful to our calling as Catholics and as Christians. That is something that is necessary for us. And so let us turn to our Lord's most sacred heart and ask for those graces. And therefore let us truly venerate the price of our redemption. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.